This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayos Lilenishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchok Ben Doiv, also L'schus Kol Chayle Am Yisrael, also L'schus Kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are Nesuna, Mitzaro V'Shivya. We're up to Maseches Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek L'Olam Haba. All Yidden have a portion in the world to come. In Olam Haba, Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, V'Ameich, and your nation, meaning the Yidden, Kulam Tzadikim, they are all righteous. They're all Tzadikim. La'olam Yishu Aretz, they will always inherit the land, meaning Olam Haba. Netzer Matoai, the branch of what I have planted, meaning the children of the Avos. Masa Yodai Lehispo'er, the work of my hands will be glorified. The Elu, and the now that we've mentioned this general rule, we're going to now say what the exceptions to those rules, to that rule is. Ve'ela she'ein lehem chelek l'olam haba, these people have no portion in olam haba, even though they're the Yidden. Ha'omer, if a person says ein tchias ha'meisim in ha'Torah, he denies the truth of that people will be resurrected from the dead, then he's not get chelik l'olam haba. Ve'ein Torah min ha'shamayim, if someone says that Torah was not given from the Eibishter, from heaven. Ve'apikoris, a person who is someone who puts down Torah or puts down Talmidei Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva says, af ha'koreh b'svarim ha'chitzonim, also a person who reads the wisdom of things that is not Torah. Other books that are not from Torah. A person who is doing superstitious type of things, like a person who is talking to make over his wounds, to make his wounds heal, even though he's saying something that seems to be very benign and it seems to be straight from the Torah, but Omer, he's saying, Kol hamachlo asher samti Mitzrayim, all the different afflictions that the Eibishter put on Mitzrayim, lo asam alecha, that the Eibishter will not put on us. This is what the Eibishter told us. Kol hamachlo, all the afflictions asher samti Mitzrayim that I have put on Mitzrayim, lo asam alecha, that I won't put on you. This is ki ani Hashem refecha, because I am Hashem, the one who heals you. And it would seem to be that it's pretty benign, that it's pretty straightforward, that it's something nice and a good segula, but at the same time, these are the kinds of things that they make a person into a non-believer. He feels that his belief is that by saying this incantation of all these words, he's somehow creating the refua for this affliction, for this makkah, for this wound that he has. If he's davening to the Eibishter that his wound should be healed, that's a different story. But if he thinks that those words are somehow or another an incantation that's going to heal the wound, then according to Rabbi Akiva, that's considered not having a chelik in olam haba. Abishol says another person does not have a chelik in olam haba. Af ha-hoige es Hashem Bois Yosef. A person who pronounces the name of the Eibishter with all of its letters, meaning the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Shem HaMefarish, the Shem Hashem, the one that's not supposed to be written out, the one that's not supposed to be said out loud, and he goes ahead and says it out loud, that is Ein L'Chelek L'Olam Haba. Yasher Koyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.